Schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Do you have somebody in your life you'd like to find? Maybe somebody who owes you money? An old friend from high school or college, or perhaps an estranged family member, or even a family member you've never even met. There are a lot of limited websites that offer to help you, but if you want guaranteed results, call a private investigator. At Gateway Investigations, we offer the following guarantee. If we don't find who you're looking for, there's no charge. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta for China.
Come again.
Crossed over if I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Very big, big day today.
Why? Because we have Dippin' Dots.
See, now he just said last week. I thought he set the record for how quick to ruin the show. This week, there's no way that that could be beat. He ruined it in 7 seconds.
Oh.
Well done, Dan.
Edit. No, it's not well done. Edit out what he said.
Radio edit.
Big day today. I have the privilege of announcing the winner of the 2018 Best Coworker Award. What? This will be the best coworker anyone could ever work with. Yes, hand me that. I'm being handed the envelope.
Who is that that handed you the envelope?
Heather.
Oh.
And now, Best Coworker for 2018. Larry Connors.
Whoa!
Congratulations, Larry. And I can certainly see why he won that award. Today is just one example of what a wonderful coworker he is. He walked in here and not 2 minutes ago handed each of us Dippin' Dots.
Yep.
The greatest ice cream treat in the world. And when I say in the world, it actually was developed as like a space age, like sub-zero astronauts could take them up and eat it. And it's sort of like astronaut ice cream. Excuse me while I have some.
Hmm. All right.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
What flavor do you have?
I have cookie dough.
Oh. I have birthday cake.
Tim Woodburn, a couple of weeks ago, said, I've never had Dippin' Dots. And now he has. Tim, your thoughts?
Better than sex.
Wow. That's pretty sad. I don't know who you've had sex with, but I wouldn't go that far. I would say
don't ask questions if you don't want answers.
I'm going to say this, and this is what I imagine to be true: better than sex. And I'm talking for myself. Better than sex with an animal.
What?
All right. Well, yeah.
Depends on the animal, I guess.
No. I've never had the cookie dough Dippin' Dots. I've always had chocolate. Did anybody get chocolate?
No, I got a rainbow flavored.
That sounds horrible.
It's pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I got cookie dough, which I normally never get cookie dough, but since Larry bought it, it's very good. Tim, what flavor do you have?
Banana split.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Oh. It has some chocolate in it.
Excuse me while I have some more.
Mm. That's good radio. Birthday cake is pretty good. I think it would be good.
Mm. Thank you, Larry. And now you can see why Larry is the recipient of the 2018 Best Coworker Award. Mm. Once again, let's hear it for Larry Thomas. What a great award. Yeah. And what a perfect recipient. Come on, Cookie Dough Man. You can hit the button and eat Cookie Dough, Dippin' Dots, or whatever
Rainbow
flavor
man.
You
I
have.
Am.
Come on, Rainbow Man.
Oh,
come
crap.
On. Come
You're
on.
Hitting the button?
Yep. Yeah, I am.
The button has some Dippin' Dots.
I can't even watch. I can't even hit the technical difficulties right now. All right, well, we got a client. There we go. You can just end it. It's going to. There you go.
Well, you have to reboot?
Yep.
Wow.
Just ruined it.
And you know what? I really mean this. You are the worst control board operator.
Thank you. This bloody machine.
You know, a couple of big old swallows of Dippin' Dots changes everything. Mm. Hot, humid, and you come in here and you knock down a few Dippin' Dots pellets. We're going to be getting paid for this by the Dippin' Dots people.
Yeah.
Where are they made anyway? Does it say on here? Who makes Dippin' Dots? Of course, the print is so small.
There we go.
Yeah, Larry Thomas. Come on. There it is.
Dippin' Dot, Michigan.
Welcome, everybody, to the show that won't get any better than what you just heard. Large morning show in the afternoon coming to you live from Kirkwood, Missouri. Kirkwood and what?
Apparently, Dippin' Dots were created by an SIU Carbondale graduate. That's what somebody says.
Really?
There
you go, middle America.
So, yeah.
Whoa. Their headquarters are in Paducah, Kentucky. They were founded in Lexington, Kentucky, where I used to live.
Hmm. And folks, now you know more than you ever wanted to know about Dippin' Dots. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll hold up in a regular freezer, because they look like they should be in like liquid nitrogen or something. They're so cold. But I think a regular freezer.
Oh, I've never seen them in these little plastic bags.
I don't like these little plastic things, but when it's free, like from Larry, I do like them.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We just had 3-ounce packages, but there's 2,000 Dippin' Dots in a 5-ounce cup. So doing the math there, so 6 divided by 10, I think there's 1,600 Dippin' Dots in this.
Wow. Thank you for that, Tim. That's Tim Woodburn, everybody, head of research. How about it for Tim Woodburn? So much to applaud for here, and so much to be thankful for, and so many people to be proud of that make this show possible. And we welcome you to the September 4th edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. This is our first September show. Remember that song by the Don't Tell Me, Don't Tell Me, Don't Tell Me? I'll see you in September. Like the Letterman, but it wasn't the Letterman. Was it? Was it the Letterman? Mm. Who had the big hit? See you when the summer's through. Here we are. Hey, this is something vacation. It's like the Letterman, four freshmen.
The tempos.
No, they didn't have the hit. They didn't have the big
hit. They had
hit.
The original one in 59.
Okay, but that's
do
not the
you bi- remember?
No, big hit in the 60s.
When it was last September. Dan,
that's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Not even the same song.
I know.
In the 60s.
I like that one better.
There was a big hit, See You in September, and I'm telling you, it was like the Letterman or something. Head of research is on it. You'll find out what it is. Till then, once again.
The Carsons did another version of it.
Who?
The Carsons. Get it? Letterman, Carson, Johnny Carson.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Nothing. Okay. I didn't say I was eating Dippin' Dots.
Okay, it sounded like you said something stupid.
No, I think that was David Solomon.
Sometimes that's what Dippin' Dots does. It freezes your tongue.
Yeah,
it makes
you
sound like you said something stupid.
No.
I think I found the answer. Jerry and the Pacemakers. See you in September.
Wow, that what year? That could be.
1960.
Yeah, that could be the one.
Okay.
It's all about, you know, I don't know, come back to school. See you in September when the summer's through. You know, summer romance.
The Happenings did a version
that's
of it.
That's it, The Happenings. Oh, okay. That's the one. Right. Thank you. The Happenings. See you in September. And now we move on to other really interesting things.
Could it get more interesting than this?
No. It's going to be hard, but we're going to do it. Would you like a bonus joke? Just to start off a work week after a holiday. So these two terrorists are talking, and they're talking about their boys. And, you know, they're sharing pictures with each other. Because here's my boy. He says, man, it's my oldest son here. What a great martyr. And the other one says, yeah, this is my second son. He's a martyr, too. And the first one says, well, you know what? They're babies and they're toddlers. Next thing you know, they're all blown up. Oh, come on, Limey. What do you mean? Like, what?
I was just not expecting that as the punchline.
Funny. Funny. Little future terrorists being blown up. That's funny. They never got a chance to grow up and kill us. That's hilarious. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Whoa, he jumped right in there. That's what Dippin' Dots will do for you.
Wakes you up.
Wake you up, and before you go. Well, how about that dumb song? Wake me up before you go. Wham! That's exactly right. Wham! Again.
George Michael.
Wake me up before you go. Wow, was that a dumb song. And now, with Dippin' Dots fully melted in his mouth so he can speak, here is private investigator, head of research, and our newsman, Tim Woodburn. Tim, take it away. You're welcome.
Thank you, Frank. So, sticking with the food theme, I get a call today from Harry Karagiannis, the guy, the owner of Surf and Sirloin. Their big anniversary is this weekend.
Harry
Karagiannis, I said.
Oh,
it sounded just like
Harry Karagiannis.
Hey, Tim. Hey, it's Harry Carey of Surf and Sirloin. Holy cow!
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
It was funny till 2 seconds
ago.
You know,
actually, what's funny about that is that the name of the restaurant used to be Carrie's Surf and Sirloin because they shortened Karagiannis to Carrie, but then he took the Carrie off, and now it's just Surf and Sirloin, but it used to be Carrie's.
Hmm.
So you could have said it was Harry Carey's. Well, it is what it is. That's not my story. I have to explain dumb things that Dan does in the middle of my Burke segment, so don't blame me.
Well, you have to explain it to everybody.
Listen to this.
So what do you have?
Lobster Newburg is on their menu this week, and I had no idea what lobster.
I don't
Newburg
know. I've heard of it. I don't know what
no
it
idea
is.
What it is.
I'm about to tell you because you're about to go ballistic when you hear this.
Okay.
They have live lobster.
Hey, you know when you're talking to a Dippin' Dots pack, it sounds like this. Go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. Are you done?
No.
Go ahead. Okay, sure. So you walk into the restaurant and you pick out your live lobster. Yeah, I want that one. I don't know how you even pick these out. You know, that one looks fatter than that one. That one looks younger. I don't really get it. But so they get a live lobster, and then they what they do is they dig out all of the meat. of the lobster. Okay. Now listen to what they cook it in. They fill up a pan with butter, cream.
I'm in.
Cognac, sherry, eggs, and cayenne pepper. That's what the lobster's cooked in, and it's slow simmered in that for an extended period. Then they dice it all up for you, like you, and then they take it, they scoop it, and they shove it back in the lobster, the shell. So like you're still digging it out of the shell as if you're eating the lobster, but it's already prepared with all those things in it.
Mm.
He's explaining this to me today. I'm like, I want to come right now and try. Can I come right now and try this? Like, that's how good. And amazing,
it sounds good.
That sounded. Lobster Newberg. So their anniversary is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 24 years. And that's what they're serving. They don't normally serve those. It's like a once a year, once every 5 year kind of thing.
I was in there like 3 weeks ago and had a taste of something that they also don't have all the time. It was their, hang on. This is the new Louisiana Cajun shrimp rice. What am I trying to say?
Gumbo?
Here? Yes. It was unbelievable. And I don't like gumbo. Mm-hmm. This was incredible. Hmm. This seafood gumbo.
Well, Lobster Newberg, Gary, now you know where it is.
I don't doubt that. It's great.
Butter, cream, cognac, sherry, eggs, and cayenne pepper. I could just drink that without the lobster.
Yeah. And hold the lobster. the Newberg.
No, I just wanted to explain what that was because I read their ad in the 3 o'clock hour, and I kind of rolled through it real quick. But people need to know what that is. I mean, that's really something special that they're doing.
I agree.
That's it for me.
The other thing that I never liked until I had it in the right place, and that's the key. Sometimes if you have something where they know how to cook it, is Eggs Benedict. Only once did I have it where I really liked it. And the other was bread pudding. And it guys has bread pudding. I hate bread pudding. And somebody kept saying, okay, just try. In fact, it was someone that worked there, just bring you out a little bread pudding. Every time I go, almost every time I get bread pudding.
I don't even know what's in it. I don't think I've ever had that either.
I don't either. It's just good.
I'm not a bread pudding fan either, but you're right.
Boy, there's
Danny Guns.
It's cooked in bourbon or something. I don't know.
Like you want just a generic bread pudding, or you want to know it's in Annie Guns? Because a generic bread pudding is just stale bread, some like raisins or black currants, custard, and a lot
black
of sugar.
What?
Black currants.
Black currants.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a little berry.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's mainly just in England. Over here, you probably use raisins, stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I've seen raisins in it.
Well, I don't know what they do either, but it's good. Is that it? Is all you had?
That's it.
All right. Anybody else for the Burke segment? It's been a long weekend. You got to have stories.
My dad came into town on
That's
Sunday,
a good one.
So,
thank you.
Anybody else?
Is he still in?
Yeah, he's still in town.
Is he listening?
Probably. I'm not actually sure.
Probably. You're his son. He lives in England, far, far away. He's here. How can he not listen?
He listens more in England than he does here.
He might be out with some friends right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If not, he is at home probably listening through on his laptop.
Is he a big, being over there, from over there, is he a big pub guy, like tavern guy?
No, my dad doesn't drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him. That's a good idea.
Does he wear kilts, commando?
No, I believe that's Scotland.
Oh, that's Scottish.
Right. Kilts, commando.
That's not a very heterosexual thing to ask. Does he wear kilts and go commando?
Well, I think all people wear kilts commando. I think it's just a common way to wear kilts.
I think they do. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Because that's a question that gets asked. Do they have anything under there? I think the answer is no.
Yeah, I think that's the traditional, you just do a kilt.
Ugh. Do they wear those all the time, like every day at work? Is that
a special
occasion?
I mean, you might... Well, okay, special occasions, yes, like at weddings, sure, formal events, sure. It's going to be way more popular up in Scotland. But you're not really going to wear it like, an average day thing just to, putting on a pair of pants.
Because in Bermuda, they do wear Bermuda shorts, even businessmen. They'll wear a sport coat and a tie, and Bermuda shorts looks pretty, they have long socks, knee socks.
Right.
So I just wonder if, and the kilt is a Scottish, not an Irish thing, right?
No, it's Scottish.
Scottish.
Yeah.
So it's not everyday wear.
No, I mean, it really depends on how much you like wearing, in my view, a skirt, so
it looks like a Catholic girl's high school dress.
Yes, it does.
I would not wear one. Yeah. I would not.
Well,
wear
hold
it.
On.
Would not be a good look for
you're
me.
You're not in Scotland.
It just wouldn't be a good look for me.
But you're not in Scotland.
Would I have to sit cross-legged if I'm like at a barbecue and wearing a kilt? Do I have to like put my leg over my knee? And
I wouldn't know what to do.
I don't know. You know how most guys will sit down, they kick back in the chair, and go,
here it is.
Hey,
I think most of them wear like that goat skin bag on the front, which I don't remember. It might be called a sporran, I'm not entirely
sure.
What
is in that bag?
That's just where they keep, like, their stuff, but it's there to kind of, like, you know, stop it from blowing up around the private parts.
Yeah, what if the guy was standing over one of those grates like Marilyn Monroe and their dress blew up? I don't want to see
like,
that.
It
I don't
would be like
see
a hairier version of
blowing
that.
Up.
Yeah.
What do you mean keep it from... What do you... That thing
that,
in
that,
front?
It's like his purse.
Yeah.
But is it sewn onto the thing? Or
no,
something?
It's worn as like a belt.
And it sort of keeps the front down mm-hmm. so it doesn't flop up and people get a view of something they don't want to see.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that something how countries have, certain countries have things that are so far removed, like we can't even imagine. Well, I got a wedding to go to. Is my kilt back from the cleaners? And then you put it on, and just the idea of no underwear, that would feel, actually, it would feel pretty good.
My dad says he is listening. I just got a message from him. Ah. So, hello, Dad. There you go.
Oh, I just glanced over. It says, I am listening, and I hate your show. Didn't read all of it.
What happens if they see a really cute girl?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's what they have the bag for.
Oh, the bag?
Why didn't you say that?
Because, you know, like...
Didn't say that.
I figured it would be implied that that's what keeps everything down and in place.
I didn't think about that.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that bag's weighted, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Huh? Oh.
And depending on how, you know, well endowed you are, sometimes you need 10 pounds of weight in there. Dan would need a 3-ounce... drop a 3-ounce weight in there.
I just stick the... this Dippin' Dots bag in there.
And then what's the top part? If you wear the kilt, what are you wearing on top? I'm trying to remember.
That I have no idea. That normally it's to do with your clan's tartan colors. So you'd have like a sash that goes
sounds
from
like a football
the kilt
player.
Right over.
Clan's tartan quarterback for...
But yeah, no.
Clan's tartan.
Typically now they... Sorry, Sam, carry on.
According to Wikipedia, when wearing a kilt without underwear... It is vitally important that you learn to sit in your kilt without losing your dignity.
Mm.
That is, always ensure that you smooth the pleats of the kilt beneath you as you sit down. While sitting, keep your knees together.
Like a girl.
Yep.
You have to sit like a girl.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I cannot sit like that. I you know how women cross their legs in that real sexy looking way? Like if you watch the news chicks.
Like gentlemen used to do back in the 60s. You see it all the time on Mad Men. Yeah, they did.
What Lyman was talking about before, the sporran, it's the heavy thing that's in front of the kilt. It's almost like one of those balls that sprays incense at church, you know, when the guy walks down the
stairs. Oh, yeah.
So that's like a weight, and you like when you so if you want to sit with your legs open, you just kind of drop that, and the weight goes down, and it keeps that rope against your package.
Smart.
And that way nobody sees your
smart
tea and cookies.
And you can keep, like, you know, your wallet in there and stuff like that.
Whose segment was this?
Nothing. You just said that we had to have something to talk about. So I was like,
and
my dad
is anybody else for the Burke segment? Oh, that's right. That was your Burke segment.
Yeah. His dad. Yeah. And I asked if his dad wore a kilt, Commando.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, is your dad, how old is your dad?
He is 69 or 70.
60.
Hey, I knew you'd do that.
Inappropriate.
Stop.
No. The little Markell boys.
Knock it off.
Now, what does he do?
He's retired now.
From what?
He used to be a probation officer in England.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, when he comes back here, your mom lives here. Do they get together?
No, not as far as I know. If they might meet at this time. Yeah. He wants to meet all of you guys for some unknown reason.
I don't want
to
meet him. Do you want to meet him, Tim?
Yes, I do.
Dan, do you want to meet him?
Yeah.
I don't.
Thank you.
You guys can meet him.
I might bring him up on Thursday. So,
but I think that was an interesting question, because how long have they been divorced?
31 years.
When do you think the last time they saw each other?
No, the time before he visited. A couple of years, so about a year and a half ago.
Huh. How'd that go?
All right.
Is he mad at her for giving birth to you? Is that
jeez. What kind of question is
well,
that?
Well, they don't speak. Maybe he's going...
Oh, yeah, no. He's pissed that my mom gave birth to his only son. Of course. Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
So they won't see... How long will he be here?
10 days. Okay. 10 days. He leaves next Thursday. I'm pretty sure he's happy I'm alive.
Now, who do you think... is most responsible for them not getting together? Like, she doesn't want to, or he doesn't want to.
What, are you talking about, like, in a sexual
manner? No, just to see each other and say hello.
Oh. I think it's 50-50. They haven't really put any thought into it. Hmm. To tell you the truth, like, oh, my ex is in town. I better see her. I think.
Now, did he remarry?
Yes.
Is he married now?
He is not.
So he's twice divorced, right?
Three times divorced.
Uh-huh. And your mom just married once or twice or four, like four.
We've spoken about
this. Oh, she told us this, like four or five times.
Five times.
Your mom's married five times.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've been married once, so, you know, we're one more marriage away from a full 10. So
I was just asking David Solomon before the show what his worst foot and mouth moment was in his life, and he said that he was at a family function and his aunt had just married a guy and didn't think the guy was in the room but knew he'd been married at least once before, and David Solomon said to his aunt, I would never marry a man who's already been married twice. And the guy had already been married three times. He was standing right behind him when he said it. And then to add to that embarrassment, it's the fact that David Solomon's talking about marrying a man. So it was like 2 feet in his mouth at the same time. It was an awesome foot and mouth story.
Before we close the Burke, Dan, did you have anything for the Burke segment?
I did, but...
But what?
Well, I don't. I can talk about it later at another time when Dr. Doug's on.
He's not on today.
It's Tuesday. Well, tomorrow. I mean, okay. Tomorrow we can talk.
All right, I guess we close the Burke segment. My second son, told me a story yesterday that... Sorry, it was the day before yesterday, Sunday. I remembered he told me years ago and I had forgotten it. Wait, this is a great story. Wait till you hear this story. He had a buddy, and his friend was kind of a nerdy guy, and he got bullied. And there was one kid in particular who was really mean to my son's friend, mm-hmm. and they were somewhere... And the bully was there at the same function. I don't know if it was a school. I don't know what it was. But the friend of my son mentioned to my son that that guy was there. And I guess maybe he was nervous. He didn't want to be around him because he was always picking on him. And my son said, I know what kind of car he drives. Let's send him a message. So my son went over and broke the mirrors off the side of the car, and I think ripped off the windshield wipers and a couple other things to send them a message. Maybe they even wrote a note, stop being a bully or something like that. So they both went over to wait to see the reaction of this bully. Mm-hmm. And the bully comes out and gets in a different car.
Oh,
it wasn't his car. It wasn't even his car. Man. So they do all this stuff to the wrong car. Now you got the dilemma. Do you wait till the owner of that car comes out and go, sorry, we tore your mirrors off. We thought it was somebody else. I say you just go home.
I say you bail.
Yeah, I think that's what they did.
Just cut bait and just run and hope you don't get caught.
And learn a lesson. You made a mistake. Make sure you got the right car.
Don't ever run and deny that again.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to do a bit of business here.
Well, hopefully that guy doesn't listen to the show. Because
he kidding.
Knows.
Oh, shoot. You're right.
I think he's one of Bill Cleveland's strands. I think he does.
Man. Let's hope those three guys aren't listening. So I'm going to do a business. Lime, we do a little business. We come back. We're happy to take your calls. It's Tuesday. It feels like a Monday, but it is Tuesday. 314-821-0590. That's our number. If you need us for anything, 855-282-8255. I don't mind if you want to talk about this Nike Kaepernick thing, but I'd prefer you do it. Because if I start it, I can get potentially in a little hot water. I know how I feel about it. Nike has decided to get in bed with Colin Kaepernick and some outrageous deal where they're paying him a fortune. I don't think the number has been released yet, but how'd they put it, Tim? Like the biggest contract with Nike?
Well, they said it puts him in the upper tier of any contract Nike's ever signed with an athlete, and that includes Tiger Woods.
Well, those are 50, 40, 50, even $100 million dollar deals.
Huge deals.
So Kaepernick is now the face of Nike. And I know exactly how I feel about this. If you'd like to tell us how you feel about it and whether or not you want to continue wearing Nike stuff, be my guest. This is a guy, Kaepernick, who in 2016 wore socks that depicted police as pigs. If I remember, they had little pigs in uniform, police uniform.
It was just pig faces with a hat on.
With a cop's hat on. Right. So they were basically saying police are pigs. And this is who Nike has chosen to throw a lot of money at, is the guy who said police are pigs, essentially, the socks that he wore. And, of course, he doesn't want to stand for the national anthem. That's all I'll say. You can pretty much make up your own mind how I feel about it. But if you'd like to make a statement, be our guest. First, we take a quick break.
Oh, and speaking of police, that's one of the things I was going to say on my Burke segment, and I completely forgot about it. But the Richmond Heights Police Department, Doug Schaeffler, who's the chief, is our friend. Uh-huh. I put their lip sync video up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So people could see it.
Okay. Well, we can't let you mention that till tomorrow because the Burke segment's closed.
Oh, okay.
It's on a timer like a bank vault.
Oh.
Can't reopen it till tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Landoff was closed yesterday. John Landoff is a very patriotic guy. I think all car dealers probably were closed. I don't know. We don't really care about other car dealers. We care about the one that supports this show in a big, big way, and that's Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The Chevys at the other places are still great cars. You know, they are. I got an email from a guy. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to print it out. I'm so mad at myself. An email from a guy who said he had not bought a new car in, it was either 43 or 45 years. Let me see if I can pull that email up here. Hold on a second. It's worth reading if I can. Holy cow, how did I get all these emails since this morning? It's unbelievable. Here we go. Let me read this to you. It says, Frank, I've been looking to buy a new car for several months, always with the intent of trekking to Johnny Landoff's because of his loyalty and advertising on your show. I pulled the trigger and took the day off last Friday. The year-end deals couldn't be ignored. Ended up buying a new Malibu because of the clearance price. My last new car was 42 years ago. Ooh. Attention to the customer is quite paramount at Johnny Landoff. I like it that we have listeners who use words like paramount. That's good. Smart people. Chip and Tom from upper management stopped to introduce themselves to me while Kyle, my salesman, was going through preliminary sales figures. The staff at the dealership on Friday were bringing in covered dishes and desserts to celebrate John's 60th birthday. Let me stop right there. Isn't his birthday this Saturday? Do I have it wrong? I thought, was it this past Saturday? Because I think I have it in my...
Yeah, I think it's coming up.
Hang on here.
I think his birthday's coming up.
Did you forget, Mr. Landoff?
Oh, my goodness,
birthday?
It was this That's past terrible. Saturday.
It was?
No, hold on. No, it's the 8th.
Yeah.
It's this coming Saturday. But in his email, he says they were bringing covered dishes and desserts to celebrate his 60th birthday. Oh, you know what that is? Trying to make the boss like you, mm-hmm. bringing things in early, trying to get the jump on the other yeah. employees, I guess. He just says that... but an avid listener to the show for quite some time, and I now am not only AM and the PM, but a Johnny Landoff customer. Rod, you have no idea how much I appreciate this, your loyalty to the show, to the advertisers. Congratulations on your first new car in 42 years. That Malibu is a beautiful vehicle. Drive it in good health. Enjoy it. And thank you. And folks, there is a perfect example of somebody who hadn't had a new car in 42 years. Now the decision, where am I going to make that once every 42-year purchase? And he chose Johnny Landoff, and he's glad he did, and you will be too. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
And it's time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Well, crews just wrapped up an accident southbound on 170 at the Forest Park Parkway. Now, that traffic is still heavy back through Olive. Worried about another sleepless night? Instead, try new Z-Quil Pure Z's Melatonin Gummies. Z-Quil Pure Z's is drug-free with an optimal dose of melatonin and a unique blend of botanicals like lavender and chamomile to help you fall asleep naturally and wake up with no next-day grogginess. New Z-Quil Pure Z's. I'm Joe Sonderman with Total Traffic.
Don't miss the Cardinals and Dodgers at Busch Stadium the weekend of September 14th. There's great giveaways all series long. Friday night, fans will take home a replica of the 1928 jersey, courtesy of Old Dominion Freight Line. Saturday, the 2013 Mystery National League Ring Giveaway, presented by Edward Jones. Sunday wraps up the series with the Mark McGuire bobblehead, thanks to Coca-Cola and Dearburgs. September 14th, 15th, and 16th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one. Cardinals baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals will have the luck of the Irish on Thursday, September 13th, when they host the L.A. Dodgers. Don't miss halfway to St. Patrick's Day at Busch Stadium. Fans purchasing the special theme ticket will take home their own lightweight green pullover. That's Thursday, September 13th. The Cards, the Dodgers, and the Irish. Get your halfway to St. Patrick's Day tickets now at cardinals.com/theme. There's only one. Cardinals baseball.
Nana Mama's Pizza will soon be your go-to choice for pizza in St. Louis. That's because Nana Mama's uses only the freshest ingredients, and it's all local. From the freshest locally grown produce to the perfect dough made fresh in-store every day. Pair that with edge-to-edge toppings, and you really can't beat it. Nana Mama's Pizza is a family-owned restaurant that is family-friendly and opens 7 days a week. Come hang out inside or enjoy the day outside in the outdoor seating area located in Baldwin and Creve Coeur. Check them out online at nanamamas.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
To the house, touchdown Missouri.
Mizzou football keeps on rolling this Saturday, September 8th, when the Tigers host Wyoming under the lights of Memorial Stadium at 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now, including your last chance to score big on the Fox Sports 4-pack. Four tickets for just $99. The Say Insurance Free Tailgate Concert Series features Haha Tonka live after Tiger Walk in Tigertown. Order your tickets today at mutigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. We'll see you at the zoo.
I'm going to guess that Richard wants to talk about the Nike thing with Colin Kaepernick. If he doesn't, that's fine. Was I talking? Wasn't I talking?
I was just doing Bob Dylan.
I know what you were doing. I in the middle of...
Yeah.
You ruined it.
I can't help it, though.
Richard, if you still, and if you don't want to be part of this now, I don't blame you. You can hang up. Otherwise, welcome to 590. How are you?
Well, I can't pretend that my feelings aren't injured about that impromptu display.
I'm sorry, Richard.
No, my goodness. What's up, Richard?
Frank, I don't know really where to begin. I can start off this way. I know you don't like guests too much. You don't have them on that much.
Correct.
But if you ever did, Jeff Rorda, who is the spokesman for St. Louis Police Department, he was also our shop steward for our ambulance company back in the day as well. He is on the mark, and he can articulate, I think, exactly what the feeling is of the police about this, but even more importantly than about that despicable circuit attorney we have, who's a cop-hating, white-hating, activist avenger. But without having Jeff on board, I would just like to say, yeah, the battle lines are drawn. If you're supporting him, what you're basically saying is, I hate the cops. The cops are racist.
I don't know, Richard, I don't understand why Nike would do this. If they hadn't done it, they would not have upset millions of people. There's more to be gained by not doing. I don't know what they were thinking. Well, they think if they do this, everybody's going to go, yeah, way to go, Nike. Thanks for supporting a guy who calls the police pigs, maybe not verbally, I'm sure he has, but wears socks with pigs with police uniforms on. And then won't stand for a national anthem. Yeah, I'm going to buy me some new Nike stuff. What are they thinking? I don't get it. I don't know how this in any way is a good decision.
The closest thing I can think of that's analogous to this situation is ESPN. So they've put basically activists on and squelched any conservative voice, anybody that hates Trump. And the closest thing I can think of is that somehow it's the same thing. They hate Trump, Paps, anybody in that genre so much, so that they're completely just, they're blinded to any of the financial things. They don't care. They've got so much money. It's more important for them to identify with these left-wing radical wet jobs who hate the police, who hate the flag, who hate Trump, than it is to make a sound financial decision. Wow. I honestly think they're so deranged and so filled with hate and disdain for any of those above things that they'll pretty much do anything to detract from them. I could be wrong.
Well, anytime things like this, now I just sit back and I go, okay, let me try to see if I can figure out what it is they're trying to accomplish. And aside from making the loud and clear statement that they support somebody who hates the police and who wants to disrespect, and I know all about the First Amendment rights, and all he's doing is exercising his, I know all that, okay, but there's still certain things in this country. There are other ways to make your statement besides not standing for the national anthem. I've decided at my daughter's wedding, and I can do this because I'm paying for it, at my daughter's wedding, after the wedding ceremony, because we go right into the reception, I'm going to ask everyone to stand, and I'm going to play the Gaither Vocal Band's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It's one of the most powerful ones I've ever heard. And I'm going to say to the people at the wedding, unless you are unable to stand, for example, you're in a wheelchair, you can leave now. Because we will no longer, for the rest of this wedding or reception, welcome anyone who's not willing to stand for the national anthem. And my wife said to me, she said, you know, and she named the name of this one couple who is very much, they're not like us. They've been friends for a long time, but their politics are different. She said, you know, that the wife, mentioned her name, might get up and leave. And I said, then good riddance. Let her leave. Let her leave the wedding, the reception. Because we're doing the national anthem, and everybody's going to stand. Unless you're like my mother-in-law, who's crippled, and all crippled up, and may not be able to. And I'm not apologizing for that. It's my wedding, my daughter's wedding, but it's kind of mine, too. And that's what we're doing. And I don't know why more people don't do things. Like, if it's okay for somebody like Kaepernick to get the world stage and voice, then why isn't it okay for us to say the opposite? That we disagree, and here's what we think, and here's what we want, because we won't get the coverage. We just won't.
The only suggestion I would make, Frank, is I would see if you could have them set their card and gift on the table before you make that statement. That way you've got your daughter covered, and you can still get your point across.
You know what, Richard? There won't be two people who leave. Because the truth is, left or right, let's take the left. 98%, 9% of those people still stand and show their respect for the country when somebody plays the national anthem. They do. It's not a left-right thing. It's a right-wrong thing. That's the best way I can put it. Richard, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That was Richard.
Hey, we went to the baseball game Saturday night.
You
ever
said
night.
The butt ball game.
I know, the butt ball game.
What is butt ball?
I don't know. It's what they played Saturday.
I think you let something slip that you don't want us to know about, that you play some secret game called butt ball.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a game where you shoot a ball out of your butt. and try to, it's like bowling.
Okay.
Try to knock down pins.
Okay. And you can't see them because they're behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, you use a mirror? Look in a mirror?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You kind of look in a mirror.
All right.
So you can throw a hook and stuff like
that. What were you going to say?
We were at the baseball games. You don't want it in the gutter. We were at the baseball game Saturday night, and I walked in. They were singing. They have different schools and groups that will sing God Bless America. They'll sing the national anthem.
Oh, eventually we'll have to cut that stuff out.
No, but
somebody put an end to that.
But the one thing that I noticed when we walked in when they were singing God Bless America, both teams, the Cincinnati Reds were up outside of their dugout standing. The Cardinals were all right outside of their dugout standing while they were singing God Bless America. Then they asked people to remove their caps and remain standing for the national anthem, and all the players continued to stand, and the fans stood. I didn't see anybody sitting or anything like that. It's only the NFL that's doing this, and hockey. All the hockey players stand for the national anthem, and some of them aren't even American. They're from the Soviet Union. They're from Sweden,
but they're showing their appreciation for what this country has allowed them to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah. So it's only the NFL doing this, and I was watching someone on Facebook, and they were talking about, they call him Colin Kaepernick, which is good. I like that. And he said that the Nike slogan is "Just Do It." Even if it costs you everything.
Uh-huh.
And they're
showing
they're showing his face. But it's like, so what, in essence, they're doing is spitting in the face of every veteran that has given their life for this country.
And by the way, it's hypocritical, and it's also contradictory. Just do it even if it costs you everything. Not only did it not cost him everything, they're seeing to it that he is rewarded and being paid an exorbitant amount of money. It didn't cost him squat.
No.
It's to the point now where ESPN and CBS, who are two of the biggest television partners with the NFL, they've made announcements this year that they are not going to televise the anthem at any of the games that they show this year. They'll be running a commercial, or they'll run some other pre-produced spot that's part of the broadcast, but they are not going to show the anthem during NFL broadcast.
And the reason for that is what?
Is because they don't want to be embroiled in the controversy of whether it's right or wrong for the athletes to be allowed to protest the anthem.
But see, now they are embroiled because they're refusing to air our national anthem. So to me, they're taking a cowardly stand. We just won't air it.
Well, you know what? The Cardinals televise all 162 games. I don't think they show the anthem in every game.
I don't think they do.
I think the Blues do. I think the Blues television broadcast, I think they do show the anthem because the fans scream and cheer during it, you know, and there hasn't been a hockey player protest the anthem ever.
You watch.
Ever.
Somebody will put a stop to the flyover, the jet flyover, because somebody's going to go, those are the same kind of planes that bomb and kill people. You know, somebody will stop it. And see, to me, it's a spectacular thing. Man, when those jets...
Whoa.
That was me, but...
Wow, that was pretty good.
Thank you, everybody.
That was incredible.
Thanks. I do some sound effects.
We've lost our minds. Let me give you what I think is some pretty good advice. You can take it or leave it. And interestingly, it's advice about going to someone else for advice. That's what this advice is. When you change jobs or retire, you may very well have a 401k. That's a retirement plan or some other type of retirement plan. There are do's and don'ts. There are questions you should have, like, do you just cash it out? Do you roll it over to an IRA? Do you pay taxes on it? How much in taxes? Are there penalties? Do you get a favorable tax treatment, a lower tax rate of some sort? What's the potential growth of this money? Here's what I'd like for you to do, and this is my advice. My advice is that you consider the advice of Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They will speak with you, meet with you, complimentary, no charge, no pressure, no obligation. They're with Stifel, and I know you've heard of Stifel, member SIPC and NYSC. And again, the meeting is complimentary. There will be no pressure. There will be no charge. The rest is up to you. Everything you need, including their phone number and more, is at markandjason.com. Look at that time. You know who's in today? Dan Buffa is in today. And I have a couple of things to discuss with him, TV movie related. He'll have some info for us. some suggestions, some things to steer clear of. He's here every Tuesday, so stick around for Dan Buffett right after the news. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn. 82 degrees outside under sunny skies in downtown St. Louis, just minutes away from hour number two of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. I'll have news, weather, and sports headlines coming your way and two traffic updates in this 4 o'clock hour as well. Here's what's happening. Senate confirmation hearings continue for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Several Democratic senators today tried to